Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
This is something that I asked to do. It's vanity, folks, because I, not that long ago, was I found like an online quiz about Game of Thrones. And it was like, if you can get 16 out of 18, you're an expert. And I'm like, pfft.
I'm a sucker for those. MeTV has those all the time.
I love them.
And I love them.
I went on, and this was about the sigils of the houses of Westeros. And the sigils are essentially, it's a sign. It's your, your banner. Yeah. For your house. And if you could pick out these, you know, then you're an expert. Well, I did it. No problem. I just missed two. I got 16 out of 18. And one of them, they were wrong about.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, for sure. So I think actually I got 15 out of 16.
So you think your Game of Thrones game is good?
I think so, man, because I rewatched it for a second time. And I did it in a fairly concentrated manner. I started off slow, but over the last month or so, I've been watching episodes every day, at least a half hour of an episode. So I get to watch half an episode. So do you say? And I'm pretty confident in my knowledge. So I asked you guys to come up with a quiz for me about the show. And you, the listener, can call in with a chance to win. You don't even need to know anything about Game of Thrones. Call in. I'll answer a question. You can agree or disagree with me, okay? So don't tune away if you're not into Game of Thrones. 215-263-WMMR. We have a variety of prizes. Steve is going to ask me a question. We had our Game of Thrones experts get together and come up with some questions for me. Nick Murphy, who unfortunately has a really nasty sinus headache and is not here today. Beth Gardner. What's her married name now? I forgot.
Gardner.
Ellen Camp. What's that, Kath?
Isn't it Lafferty? Lafferty?
But anyhow, Beth, good friend, is also an aficionado. And she gave me this incredible book a few years ago for Christmas. All about Game of Thrones. And Nick McElwain went through and they found questions and gave them to Steve.
I've only seen like five episodes. My wife is on a tear. She's absorbed in it now. She got way ahead of me and now I'm left in the dust again. But that's another story to talk to our therapist about. But I will say this, people who watch this show, even just in a general way, not with the fandom that you do, seem to know a lot of the minutiae.
Yeah, I think it's the, and this is my humble opinion, I think it's the greatest TV show ever made. It's more than a TV show. It's essentially a movie every week.
And a dessert topic.
It's incredible. So I've gotten to know more of the characters and the locations and things like that as I've watched it in the second viewing. And then let me tell you this, I'm going to watch it again.
Really?
I'm going to watch the whole thing again. I'm not going to do it right away. But I could start again on episode one and be just as interested as I am right now.
Do you want to put a different spin on it? Watch it as a reflection in a mirror, just to give a different angle.
Just a little different.
So it just looks different.
Well, this time around, I've done it as exclusively as my exercise program because I have an elliptical machine at home. If you have a piece of exercise equipment and you want to force yourself to use it every day, find a show that's got tons of episodes and has a continuing story, and force yourself or make a deal with yourself that you will only watch it while exercising.
It's a great idea. Honestly,
I bet you'll stick with it. It's done it for me.
That's how I booked through Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
So there are a couple of seasons I got caught up, and I to look forward to that. Also, it times out right, especially if you're dealing with like a cable show. You're going to get about 50 minutes an hour,
yes.
I guess, on average, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, guys.
I do it for my exclusively for my cardio. I watch Game of Thrones.
Preston, if I can make a suggestion on how you should play this game, I think you should follow the Mark Summers the way he does it.
If I don't know the answer, sound like I'm giving a confident answer.
Yes.
I don't know if I can do that or not.
Play it the way that feels comfortable.
Case, I will try.
Casey, you watch, yes?
I do. The only reason I say that is because it's not like we have a ton of prizes to give away, so I don't want to just be giving away things willy-nilly.
Well, I've been told these questions are pretty difficult.
Yeah,
Marissa and Kathy, do you watch? I mean, Kathy and Marissa, do you watch the?
No.
I may be really embarrassed by this, and I may be overstepping my bounds by saying that I know a fair amount. I have read the books too, so
this isn't going to be like Tron.
This is all from the show. I don't quote it.
Yeah.
All right.
The thing
we
is,
we're very impressed by that,
Steve. Yes, I've watched every single episode, but I'm not really keen on all the little minutia stuff like that Preston is. And
gotcha.
I don't remember everybody's names and all that. I just, you know, when I'm watching, I'm like, okay, I understand the tone and tenor of everything going on.
Did we say that these are from the TV show and not the books at all?
Yes.
From the TV show exclusively, Nick. And I know you oversaw this. I hope you're confident with my asking these questions here. They look like they're, for me, not knowing 99% of this, they look pretty pretty good. And some are formidable and some look like they're gimmies.
All right, Press, do you want any, like, other music besides this?
Oh, I don't care. I love this theme.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a really cool version that's done. Benioff, one of the showrunners, got Nuno Bettencourt, the guitarist, and Tom Morello, and I forgot another really famous guitarist together, and they did a version of it. It's great. Okay, I'm ready. You ready?
Yeah.
Let me get a caller on the line. I have Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Yeah, buddy. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Well, my wife watches it. I kind of watch it out of the corner of my eye.
All right. It's all good. Like I said, you don't even need. You just got to agree or disagree with me. All right, Steve.
All right. We're going to go with the first question in the order here. Everything looks pretty well laid out.
All right.
A common misconception is that House Lannister's motto is a Lannister always pays his debts.
Right.
What is the actual motto of House Lannister?
Pretty sure it's hear me roar.
All right.
Dave, you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That is right!
There you go. They do say a Lannister always pays their debts, but that's not the official slogan of the house.
All right.
So what a good start.
All right, Dave, for you, we have a case of Yards Pink. Yards Brewing Company has been crafting quality ales right here in Philly since 1994. Like Pink, a sparkling tartanberry ale, now available year-round in bottles and cans. You can find Yards Pink at Canals Discount Liquors in Mount Ephraim, or Ephraim, however you say it.
By the way, I'm wearing my House Stark shirt today. With the Stark sigil on here. And I posted a picture of me a little while back wearing the House Greyjoy shirt with a sigil. And, like, people actually got mad at me on social media.
Why?
Because it's not really a favorable house on the show. I just think it's a cool-looking logo. I also have a Lannister shirt. How dare
you
me?
Bastard. You bastard. Son of a bitch.
Moving along.
All right.
Let me get another caller. It is Bob. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Bob, you just started watching Game of Thrones, right?
I did. I watched the first two episodes. So
All right.
Relying on your kindness.
All you got to do is agree or disagree. Here we go. Next question.
All right. Who has been married more times? I believe it's pronounced Marguerite or Marjorie. Marjorie Tyrell or Sansa Stark? Who has been married more times? Marjorie Tyrell or Sansa Stark?
Okay. Well, it depends on your definition of married, because in Westeros, if you haven't consummated the marriage, technically it doesn't really count.
All right.
So I am going to say married more times, because Marjorie married Joffrey, and she also married Tommen. Sansa married Tyrion, and she also married Peter Baelish, kind of, sort of. Or no. She married Ramsay. I'm going to say Marjorie Tyrell.
And then Bob's got
it. Bob, do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to have to agree.
Okay.
That is correct!
Yes!
Marjorie says it's listed here as having married Renly Baratheon.
That's right. She married Renly, too.
Joffrey Baratheon.
But Renly's gay.
Tommen Baratheon. While as Sansa married Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion, yep.
Tyrion and Ramsay Bolton.
Correct. All right. It means you win, Bob. Hang on.
Bob, check this out. You have won a table for mom and up to seven guests for a special Mother's Day brunch with Gottschall's Turkey Bacon, hosted by myself and Jackie Bam Bam. It's going to be Sunday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mummers Museum, and this includes a tour of the museum, crafts for the kids, flowers for mom, all of that stuff. And if anybody else is interested in winning a table for you and your mother and everybody, you can go to WMMR.com, keyword Gottschall's.
All right, let me go next to Kyle. Hey, Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Kyle, you watch the show, right?
Yeah, I'm halfway through season 3.
All right, might have an edge here with the agree or disagree. Steve, what's the next question?
All right, I'm going to skip that one. Well, let's go with this.
Yahoo.
All right.
And don't worry about the mispronunciations.
No problem.
The names and places are spelled very straight.
All right. The Mad King had three children. What were their names?
Jesus, all three of them?
The Mad King had three children. What were their names?
Rhaegar, Daenerys, and Viserys. Do you agree or disagree, Kyle?
What was that again?
Rhaegar, Daenerys, and Viserys. Those are the three kids that the Mad King, who, by the way, was Aerys Targaryen.
I will agree.
You agree? Okay, you agree.
All right. That answer is correct!
Thank you.
There you go.
100% so far. What
peanut
does Kyle
butter.
Get?
Peanut butter. All right, you got a pair of tickets to see Aziz Ansari May 14th at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale this Friday. Okay.
I got it.
All right, sorry.
Go ahead.
And tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com.
Why is the music not working?
The hell's going on with this crap?
Oh, I got it.
All right, next caller. Let's go to, is this Eddie or Edie?
It's Edie.
Hi, Edie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you've watched the entire series twice like me?
I have.
I love you.
All right,
you.
So you're going to know this a little bit better.
Edie. All right, here's my question.
All right, here's the question for Preston. It is... Six direwolves were given to the Stark children.
I know all their names.
Name four of them. If you want to name all six, go ahead.
I'll tell you all of them. Okay, so you have Ghost, you have Grey Wind, you have Shaggy Dog, Summer, Nymeria, and Lady.
All right, we got to go to Edie to agree or disagree.
You agree or disagree, Edie?
He's absolutely right.
Damn right.
That is right!
Nice job, Edie. What do we got for?
All right, Edie, we got a case of Yards Pink. Yards Brewing Company has been crafting quality ales right here in Philly since 1994. Like Pink, a sparkling tart berry ale, now available year-round in bottles and cans. You can find Yards Pink at Roger Wilco in Pennsauken.
See, some of the younger kids named them like Shaggy Dog and Summer.
Scooby-Doo.
And Scooby. You can tell the older ones were not Nymeria. That was that was Arya that named it, but Grey Wind and Ghost were named by the older members of the family.
All right, cool.
Now, Preston, name two of the interns in the other room.
Shut up.
Gabby.
Yeah.
And Ben.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're on a roll here. All right, let's go to our next caller for our next question.
All right, it is, I'm going to go to Darren. Hey, Darren, good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? All right, Darren, you've never seen it. Doesn't matter, right?
I agree.
Let's try it out. Next question.
All right. What was the name of Stannis Baratheon's attack on King's Landing?
The Battle of Blackwater Bay. And Darren, do you agree or disagree?
Abso-freaking-tutely agree, Preston.
There you go.
That answer is correct!
All right. Wow. Means you win. Hang on, Darren.
All right, Darren, you have won our final case of Yards Pink. Yards Brewing Company has been crafting quality ales right here in Philly since 1994. Like Pink, a sparkling tart berry ale, now available year-round in bottles and cans. And you can find Yards Pink at the Yards Brewery and Restaurant at 5th and Spring Garden Streets.
I feel very satisfied right now.
Yes?
Yes.
I see your pants are down.
All right, let me go next to listener Derek. Hi, Derek. Good morning.
Hey, Grandma.
Hey, Grandma.
All right, so you're watching. You're on season six right now?
I am.
You enjoying it?
Very much. I can't wait to catch up.
All right, excellent. All right, let's try me out. What you got, Steve?
All right, our next question. Thakkar? Is that how it's pronounced? Morghulis?
Vhagar Morghulis.
Vhagar Morghulis is a Valyrian phrase meaning all men must die. Mm-hmm. What is the common response and what does it translate to?
You got to one that I ought to know, but the pronunciation of it is so strange.
Ballpark with translation will give you a correct.
All men must die.
It's a Vhagar Morghulis.
Yeah,
it's a Valyrian phrase meaning Vhagar all men must die.
Yeah. Damn it! Just after I said how confident I feel. So you just want the translation if I can't get the...
Listen, what is the common response and what does it translate to? Give me the translation of the response. It will give you a...
It means, essentially, make sure you brush your teeth. Derek, do you agree or disagree?
I would disagree, sir.
Okay, Steve.
Yes, that is wrong.
I can't believe I don't know that one. It's a standard.
Valar... Dor Horus.
Ballard de Harless, okay.
Which means all men must serve.
Oh,
I thought it was Cy Edelong Kong Kong.
Cy Edelong Kong Kong.
Yeah.
Which means finger blast Nell.
Yep. Sorry, I'm... but Derek wins.
Congratulations, yeah. Derek, on that gimme win for you. You have a pair of tickets to see Aziz Ansari May 14th at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Valar Margulis. And what is the response, Valar? What?
Valar Joharis.
Joharis.
All men must serve.
All right, we have like one prize left.
That's prize left.
Yeah, because Preston's damn good at this.
I'll chuck a few at you, you know, afterwards
if
you
want.
Thank you.
All right, Ryan, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. It says here you only watch when your girlfriend has it on TV.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. Derek didn't watch it all, and he won, okay?
Yeah. And Preston's record has been pretty good here. So, all right. All right. There's some mother effer names on this.
I know.
Daenerys Stormborn.
Yes.
Of House
Targaryen.
The first of her name, Queen of the Andals and the First Men.
Yes.
Protector of the Seven Kingdoms. The Khaleesi of the Great Sea.
Yeah.
The Unburnt. The Breaker of Chains. Correct. And the Mother of Dragons had three dragons.
Yes.
What are the names of her remaining dragons?
Her remaining dragons?
Yes.
Vakaris. And,
Jakar Nuarez.
And High Karateas.
Dracarys, Viserion is the one who died. And then the other one was named after not Drogo.
I'm going to give you that
sentence. Named after Rhaegar. So it's, I think it's Rhaegaris. Dracarys and Rhaegarin or Rhaegaris.
All right. That's up to our caller to agree with or disagree.
You agree or disagree, Ryan?
I agree.
All right.
I have Drogon and Rhaegal.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
So she just says Dracarys to make him shoot fire, but his name is Drogo?
So that would be incorrect.
Son of a bitch.
All right. That is a mouthful of crap.
Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah, Dracarys is the command.
See, I always thought it was his name.
No, that's the command to breathe the fire out.
To put on the Dracar.
Yeah, I love it when she says that.
You smell kind of
Dracarys.
Bad.
Dracarys.
Yeah. X-Body Spray. Ho!
Jovan Muscus.
Now I'm embarrassed. After Aramis. I was all confident, I missed two in a row.
Jupe, there it is.
All right, let's get another call.
I want your bod.
All right, I got Mike. Hey, Mike.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, they're testing me. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
This is a little bit sort of a hybrid question, but it does, I think you would know this. Emilia Clarke and Lena Headey played the same character in an iconic sci-fi franchise. Name the character.
I'm not answering that. It has nothing to do with Game of Thrones.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Nope. All right. Take a guess.
In a sci-fi series?
Yeah.
And they play the same character? I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Sarah Connor.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's why I saved that one for last.
I call no fair.
Let's go.
I call no fair, too.
Okay. No fair. No, they are.
I agree. No fair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
You win. Here is a question for you. Preston, who is the father of Gilly's baby? Who is the father?
Oh, yeah. Craster.
Okay.
Craster. Mike, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yeah.
That is correct! Right. Who the hell is Gilly?
Gilly is Samwell's partner right now. She's the girl she was a wildling. She had a baby. Craster was her father. He had incestual relationships with all his daughters, and whenever it was a male son, he'd send it out to the White Walkers to be killed.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up. What's we got for Mike?
All right, Mike, you have our final pair of tickets to see Aziz Ansari.
Wow.
It's May 14th at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com.
All right, and that's our last prize, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you want to throw a couple questions
at me just for fun?
And by the way, I love the actress who plays Gilly. They purposely... Sometimes, you know, the cast, there's a lot of beautiful people in the cast.
Yeah, yeah.
But they also pick out some very average-looking people as well to kind of fill out as the non-nobles.
Right.
And she's one of those, and she's great. She just has this kind of very average look about her, and she's great on the show.
You are so average.
Yes. It's right. True.
It's true. Who is Lord Commander of the Kingsguard at the beginning of the show?
Lord Commander of the Kingsguard. That would be Sir Barristan Selmy.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Mm. All right. What were Lyanna Stark's final words to her brother?
The final words.
Lyanna Stark's final words to her brother. Well, she first says, is that Dracar?
No. I think she says he'll kill him. Because she's talking about the baby and Robert Baratheon, her to-be husband, is going to kill this baby because it was born from someone else was the father. But I think that's what it was.
It says here, promise me.
Oh.
Promise me.
Promise me.
Promise me. Mm-hmm.
I am Weston of Westeros. Weston of Westeros.
Bill Westeros.
Yeah, Bill Westeros.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
We don't have to, you don't have to keep music on.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we're gonna knock through a couple of these. What's the motto of House Greyjoy?
What is dead can never die.
We do not sow.
What?
That's what it says right here.
We do not what?
What's the motto of House Greyjoy? We do not sow. S-O-W.
I've never heard that uttered one time on the show.
I heard them.
They always say, what is dead can never die.
They said, so very old one, so like the wind.
So like the wind.
Yes.
All right. Okay. What deity do Iron Islanders worship?
Wow. What deity? Oh, the drowned god.
That is right.
There you go.
All right. Let's throw a couple.
We could save these for another time.
You want one more?
Yeah.
One of them.
One. All right. I don't want this one that much too easy. Even I know that. Let's go with this.
Do you have any location ones? Well, I guess that last... Well, no, it wasn't. I studied all the locations.
All the locations.
You studied?
All right. Well, I looked up some info. I already knew it.
All right.
Don't worry about it. Just asking.
How many streets are there in Rutledge?
9. I can't high five you. My shoulder hurts. Sorry.
What last name... What last name is given to bastards born in Dorne?
Sand.
There you go. Yep.
Done deal.
Wow.
Not bad, right?
No, not bad at all.
Okay.
Are you happy with the questions?
I am.
That's Nick McElwain, Nick Murphy, and Beth. They're legitimate. I'm a little, that was stupid of me not knowing the names of the dragons. It's a big part. Not knowing the final words of Lyanna Stark is a little... That is a little super, super detailed.
Doesn't she fart, too? Isn't that the last thing?
Well, that's usually everybody's final act. Is
promise me. So
what was that? The sound of a dragon sigh.
Wait a minute. What are these texts coming in? Preston, you suck. Preston is terrible at this.
What?
How many of those did I miss? 3? Maybe?
You got the vast majority.
Come on.
All right. Get, who's that texter?
Get rid of those text boards.
Yeah, there's 2 of them that texted in and said that. I thought I did pretty damn
you
good.
You did very well.
All right. Anyway.
Rat bastards.
I didn't know the dragons. That was dumb, and I didn't know Valar Morghulis, the response. Those are the 2 things that were not quite gimmies, but I, as a big, big fan, should have known them.
So, Nick McElwain, there were some intricate questions here that he got right. I think that was kind of an impressive display, yes?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he did really well. And tell me how many of the books you've read, Preston?
I've read all but The Dance of Dragons.
Okay.
So I've read, what is that, 5?
And do you think that your knowledge of the books helps with your knowledge of the television show, or does it interfere with it?
I read them so long ago that I haven't really, I don't. Remember all the plot points.
Did you read How Tyrion Got His Groove Back?
No.
Okay. That's a good one.
There are some pretty interesting things, like Catelyn Stark comes back to life.
Yes.
In the books.
Yeah. Some diehard fans of the books are disappointed in the TV show because she's been not a part of the TV show for a while.
I was reading, I've read my share of articles on you know, I stay, even though I'm not watching, I stay peripherally aware of what's going on, and more than one critic has said, and a fan of both the books and the TV show, say that they are very happy with what the TV show has done in fleshing everything out, and that in many ways there are little intricate improvements.
Listen, yeah, there are things that are cooler, yeah.
I love the Harry Potter universe, and I love the books, and I love the movies, and you can love both of them separately and just appreciate for them, you know, for both of what they are.
I was hoping you were going to ask me to name the Valyrian House swords.
I think that was on there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because okay, I know, well, not the Valyrian, but the swords of the houses that, you know, like you have Oathkeeper and Longclaw and Heart's Bane and Widow's Wail and Ice. I know all those.
What are the 2 things that can destroy a White Walker?
I know. Valyrian Steel and Casey.
And Dragonglass.
Dragonglass,
yeah. Hey, I knew that one. Yay!
Hey. All right, here's one for you.
All right.
Where does Caldivore keep his Theraflu?
No.
No, I just made that.
In the medicine cabinet, of course.
I like Caldivore, though.
Yeah. Caldivore.
Theraflu does kind of play right into that. Hang on. Nick Murphy was listening, and he texted, "You did amazing. Nice work, dude. I made some very tough, and you got them."
There you go.
Thank you, Nick Murphy.
Yeah. I would like to do the same thing, because I read the books and watched all the episodes.
With different strokes.
No, with, well, that was my joke with small wonder, but anyway.
Could you do
same
it?
Same idea. No. God, no.
Could you, well, with the, now the Marvel... Once we get past Endgame, do you want to take a crack at it?
Yeah, because you just rewatched every single movie.
Yeah, I know, but maybe.
All right, complete this name. Iron
Maiden.
God damn it! You were so close. It does begin with an M.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.